Blog Talk Radio.
Derek Lee, man. I used to like Derek Lee.
But in critical situations, he always hit into a damn double play.
Always.
Always, man. Like, he couldn't find the outfield for nothing. I thought that was crazy. But, yeah, this is our year. Speaking of the Cubs, they lost yesterday 4-1 to the Dodgers. The Phillies won 7-1 against the Padres. Rocky lost to the Pirates. That's not good. Pirates won 5-3. The Marlins 4-3. The Nationals. I would give the Nationals.
What's Mike Trout been about lately?
Mike Trout. It's freaking amazing.
Yeah. I think that's like my
favorite player.
Yeah.
Right now? This year? Forever.
I've been liking him for last. When he first came out and I started hearing about him going out, he was MVP last year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
He like 25 or 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That was a diamond in the rough.
Number one pick, though.
Yeah.
Huge.
But he ain't going to play for the Cubs. So.
He does not. So,
yeah, back to the score.
The Angels lost to the Indians 3-1. The Royals beat the Rays 3-2. Slumping this year.
Slumping.
They beat the Mets, who are hot this year, 6-4.
The best team in New York?
Yeah. Unless you want to put the score up there, the Yankees beat the Braves 15-4.
Damn.
Rangers and the Orioles 4-1. Rangers and the Mariners. Oh man, they blanked us. 2-0. Blanked you.
I ain't no Sox.
They ain't blanked us.
I ain't no Sox. I am Sox. Sox and the Cubs.
Right.
Cubs wearing Sox.
You what?
The Cubs wearing Sox.
You a Cubs wearing Sox. Man, what is that? That
man. What is that?
Yeah. The Mariners beat the Sox 2-0. Poor Sox just don't have any
nothing.
Nah. I'm not even gonna say poor Sox. I'm gonna say you poor, not you for a second. Because you're not just like a Sox fan. But they didn't wear off. All the Sox fans. I feel bad for them.
Do you really feel bad for them?
But I feel bad for them because they don't have anything to say.
Do you really feel bad because they don't have anything to say?
No. But I feel bad because all they can do is talk about that last ring they won. But we got a World Series ring. But we got one. All right, that's all. That's all. Y'all ain't did nothing since then. I love my city. I love my Chicago team. But I am and forever will be
Cubby
Blue. Speaking of that, Cubs play the Dodgers today, late game, 7. Cubs are 73-54. The Cardinals, hate the Cardinals, play the Giants. Let's go Giants. Nope. Damn, can't root for neither one of them.
We need a pass. Ain't no pass.
Just forever again. Yeah, we need a pass up, man. The Royals and the Rays play today. The Yankees and the Braves. I made that round.
Yeah, I heard that.
So you heard that?
I heard that.
The Royals and the Braves, the Yankees, the Royals and the Braves, the Yankees and the Braves, Astro and Twins, we get into the
next.
NFL, we got the Broncos, the Buccaneers, 1-1 against the Browns, 0-2, no Johnny Manziel today.
No Johnny Manziel for a couple, the last two games. Something with his elbow.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not good. Vikings and the Cowboys. Jets and the Giants. Speaking of Jets and the Giants, shout out to my girl. She's going to the game today.
Shout out.
Yeah, it's like girl's night out.
Shout out to Slash Ronald. Got his first game today.
Slash Ronald.
Limblom.
Curry against Limblom.
Stadium today at 12 o'clock.
I predict he will get.
He play offense and defense now.
So defense, then he's the nose tackle, right?
Yeah.
I think he gets at least. I Let's say he gets 5 tackles, 1 sack.
That's huge.
5 tackles, 1 sack.
Dominate.
In a rush. Whoa. In a rush. So, my girl, I hope you enjoy the game. I don't know who to root for in this one, but since
I'm rooting for the Jets.
You rooting for the Jets?
Yeah.
I think she's a Giants.
She probably fan. Is a Giants fan.
Yeah. I'm trying to convert her.
To a Bears?
Yeah.
How you gotta come on to the Bears.
I told her that. Yeah. You gotta come home. I told her we got a bet going.
Uh-oh.
I can only tell you about certain parts of the bet, though.
Okay.
If the Bears win 10 games this year, she got to wear a Bears shirt. So she won't fully commit, but she got to wear a Bears shirt.
And then lose?
Then I got to go outside and on a sunny day with a raincoat and an umbrella.
Nope.
Because I don't like umbrellas.
That's a horrible bet.
For me?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's a win-win.
And that really, they're all going to laugh.
Who?
You say on a sunny day, do what?
I got to go outside with a raincoat.
And an
umbrella, dude.
They're all
going to
laugh.
Yeah, I'm going to get, she's not going to get no laugh.
They not.
No, they're going to be like, whoa, oh. Oh, Bears, whoa.
I don't know in New York.
They're going to be like,
this is Bears fan all over the country.
No, she got to wear it here.
Oh, okay.
Which is easy.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to go to the car, she didn't even know that.
Yeah, that was a bad pass.
Hey, just an ass one.
I know. Enjoy the game, babe. Michael Vick, they're trying to get him up out of
They won't let it go.
Pittsburgh. No, ain't that stupid? They're in the city of rape.
Right. That was worse. Him,
Ben.
Right.
I would think Ben.
I would think so, too. That's bad.
It is. Ain't nobody trying to get Ben out of there.
At all. Because he got 2 rings?
I don't know if it's because he got 2 rings. I think it's going to be Ben.
That's messed up, man.
That just shows that they really change. It don't matter what you are or who you are or what you do. They really change.
Yeah. Ray McDonald. I want to see some more bad news. Some more abrupt.
So how do you,
girl.
Right, what went on with that, allegedly?
Same girl.
Hey, call in, 347-838-8449, 347-838-8449. Let's get it cracking.
He got accused for...
Yeah, he's not alone.
Yeah, and I don't know. What were they trying to do? I don't know what's up with San Francisco, period.
How did he get charged with... And the other guy gets charged with assault.
Actual arrest, yeah.
I like to know the difference. If you're a lawyer, call in 347-838-8449 and please explain this to the people.
Assault would be, I don't know. I'm not going to try to, I'm not even going to get into all that. But the same person.
But she was there.
I don't know.
But it happened on a different day.
I don't know. But, Donald, how many times, bro? Like, what's going on? It's like, once he got released, it was like, when it happened on the bear, it was like, oh, my God, he just had a good chance, now he's gone.
Yep.
He just went off like, this is like his third offense since.
You imagine what he would have been like on the bear? How our defense would look?
We would have been cold.
I mean, we cold. We straight back.
No, he's cold.
Yeah.
He's like,
is better. Damn, McDonald.
Yeah.
You suck.
That's messed up.
You get no sports reality shout out for that.
No reality check.
No reality check, dude. That sucks, man. But D Rose. Caner. Patrick Kane.
A lot of it out there.
You gotta pick your chick better.
I don't know if Derrick Rose's situation is the same. I don't really know the facts. But this happened like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not trying to be as funny, though. So, she dissed Rose. So, he went and got 2 of his boys with the 4 ACL. Went and broke into a regular female crib. Regular.
Wait. This is the story?
That they broke into a house?
Yeah.
Him and two of his guys?
That's
what I read.
I didn't even read it, man, because I didn't want to give it though. I could. I just didn't want to believe it. So, she killed
all
him.
Of the girls.
A regular girl, a regular chick,
right.
Killed.
So he went back with two of his boys.
They broke in the crib.
The gang raped.
The gang raped her.
Yeah.
We talk about
him.
Right. We talk about Derrick Rose.
With Derrick Rose. I'm pretty sure he has a lot of females.
I would say so. Better than that. He got a break in somebody's house?
With a torn ACL and two of his guys. Oh, we finna go through this bitch. What your mask said? I can't picture it.
Well, he pulled a rape drill?
That's messed up.
No, sir. I ain't going.
But they say it was like she, I think it's like, isn't that the first time she's tried to do something like that? I don't know.
To him or somebody else?
I ain't going to even quote it because I can't remember exactly what it was, but everybody's getting popped off for the same thing.
Now, rape hasn't come up like in a long time.
Period.
Athletes.
All athletes getting popped off.
Yeah, they
are. The last 2-3 years has been
crazy. I see why Rashad Mendenhall got out because he was kind of talking about that. You know, he's writing a football show or something like that I was reading about. And
it's probably happening, and it's probably females who won't. I mean, yeah. That's what the symposium's about. Condoms.
Symposium.
Condoms.
Speaking of symposium.
Chris Carter.
Yeah.
Saying what didn't need to be said.
Exactly.
It's known.
It's known. What's known don't need to be said.
Exactly.
Oh, well, right? Yeah.
So, I think he was just trying to be real. Because, like, it's a lot of people who come up there. He usually talk about how he used to smoke. So, Pac-Man Jones, the troubles that he got through game day. So, it's probably a lot of real talk. Because you can't, like, for them to believe you, you got to tell a real story.
True.
And they're not going to learn unless you tell them the. I mean, somebody needs to tell them if they didn't, though. It was just for the fact that corporate America was listening, and you can't be.
No.
I don't know why.
No. It didn't have nothing to do with corporate America. Dude came out and said something.
Boylan.
Chris Boylan.
It's like, what is going on here? Like,
yeah, now you sitting at the crib. I don't know how you hear about this, that now you decide to say that was wrong.
But
and then everybody started looking at the video.
And see, really, that's from I think a lot from a black side point of view. White too, though. So it really don't matter. It's the truth. And I don't think he was really saying it like, go out and exactly do that. Chris Carter, I mean, like, go get your ball guy. Kind of like both ways, like an extreme joke. Well, if you're going to be stupid, we're going to need a fall guy.
Yeah.
Somebody going to get locked up because I can't keep getting
exactly.
Locked
that's
off this.
Yeah, it could have been like that.
So,
yeah. I think that's how it was. But I don't think he was really saying that that's what you do.
Even if you did, that's smart. Isn't that, I mean, like, you got to look at it like that. Your friends got to think.
Would you
like,
be a fall guy?
Well,
all right, say I made it. Yeah, say I made it.
If I get paid.
Yeah, I say that, dude. Like, anything go down.
Up, you crash your car. And
you was in it.
It was me.
Yeah.
You got to plug me, though. You got to hook me up.
I mean, yeah. I got to bail you out. Yeah, I got to bail you out. We'll take care of you.
It's more of a.
I ain't doing it.
It's more irresponsible. You knowing you're going to be irresponsible, but you cover your own ass. And your friends knowing, like, kind of selfishly, like, if I want to keep being put on.
I ain't doing it.
I'm going to have to,
Why would you do that?
What?
Anything that person does is going to be that you take it.
It's
a record. When his career is over, you got a record. He can't take care of you the rest of the time.
Yeah, hook you up.
Yeah, wife, kids.
No.
She puts you up and leaves you all alone.
But I'm saying, like, that's you helping your. Come on, man. If you made
misdemeanor?
It. If you made it.
Maybe a misdemeanor.
Yeah, that's
but
a
if you
felony.
Not right.
Almost.
No. They ain't catching no felony.
Not
saying. I ain't really catching no.
I was saying, like, yeah, because. I'm really putting on the situation.
All right, you make it. Start running back.
And say,
And we and you out.
We got to a bar fight.
Right, we get to a bar
and
fight.
And I broke somebody's nose.
I did it. I'll take that one. I'll take
right.
that one for you.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll take that one for you.
That no.
Right.
It was a lot of it. Like,
rape case or something
yeah,
like
no.
that. Nah, I didn't rape her.
No.
I don't know nothing about it. I don't know who did it. But I didn't do it.
Right. But yeah. So that was kind of just right. Something that's understood but doesn't need to be said. But sometimes you gotta say it. For real. And I don't think he had to apologize for that though. He didn't hurt anybody.
Nah, he had to apologize.
Nah, he didn't hurt anybody.
Nah, you can't say that.
If they took it in the context.
Nah,
it's Chris Carter.
I know. I said I heard what you said, but the way he said it, the he takes it out of context.
Yeah.
You know.
If you don't know what he really.
Don't know what's really going on.
Yeah. I'm saying if you heard exactly what he said to him, it made sense. Like he didn't just say, "Hey, be stupid." And if you get bopped off, you need somebody to be a father. He was like, no, it was like a father telling.
Yeah.
Like,
sort of.
Like his sons, he was saying, like, man, you go out there and you just going to be stupid. Well, you might as well get you a father.
Right.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be doing that dumb stuff. Like, you might as well go and get you somebody who's going to be, because you can't get it. It's trouble, like that's your name. He basically said, like, look at all the trouble you gotta go through,
right?
Just to do some irresponsible things,
right?
So if you is gonna do it, you might as well go and get you a goofy. Who basically that's what he
yeah,
said.
Yeah, go get
you. That was goofy though, because
it really gonna be your point.
Exactly. But he was making it like for be more responsible to me. The way it was said,
I
was like
it.
Be more responsible.
I get it.
Because like he said, it was like, well, if you gonna keep doing stupid stuff. Somebody really going to get you a fall guy that's going to go to jail for you.
Be smart about that, at least.
Exactly.
Okay. Bears play today.
Bears play today. Played last week. Shane McClellan.
That's
I was
wrong.
Right. No jump on it.
Yeah, all right. You were right. I was wrong. This might be the position for him. Into this call.
He looks very comfortable calling the plays.
Yeah.
And he's always around the ball.
Yeah.
And I can see him getting better.
Yeah.
Big Fangio said it like he was a big fluid athlete. It looked like he's supposed to be in the middle.
I always said that.
Will Sutton shining.
Everybody
yeah.
paid attention to him.
That's messed up. Pernell McPhee.
I've been watching him.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Sam Outro.
Yeah, I've been watching
Pressure.
Him.
Another
yeah.
turnover.
Yeah.
What do you think Will Young fit in at?
Willie Young is a nice rusher.
Might get cut.
Probably.
Kadeem Carey.
Like I haven't seen that much about him. Yeah.
No, he's cold, but he might get traded. Cause it's
traded?
Like, yeah, because you don't want to stay on. He's good. If you could, you could keep him, but we can't keep Matt. Are you going to keep Matt Forte?
Definitely.
That's a start. Even if it's not after this year, you're going to keep him.
Definitely.
You got Chris Rogers.
He's here.
Good.
He's here. He's going to be a backup.
Jeremy Langford is the new regime running back that they drafted, so you know they won
him. Yeah, he's here. Kadeem Carey just drafted by them.
And he's playing pretty good, but
he got to go to another team.
There's three people ahead of him.
There's the Norris Perry.
There's our kickoff return.
So he's here.
That's the thing. So he made a day was though. So you got five running backs, including Kadeem Carey.
Yeah, he gets traded.
It's an odd man out.
Yeah.
And for that coach, what was it, the Miami game, they said it was like six other representatives from other teams looking at that game because we got some players
that don't go somewhere.
That's going to get cut. A lot of teams got a lot of players that's going to get cut, but we created competition, but that's what they wanted. Because
exactly.
Willie Young is a good 4-3 defensive end, he probably get cut.
Right.
John Bostic is a young linebacker who still can get cut. He probably finna get cut.
I like John Foster too.
Jared Allen
about to be cut.
I'm not gonna say cut.
He's gonna be on the pitch. I don't think he's gonna start.
It's just the way, if you look at the game, like sometimes we have three down linemen. It's like, okay, it's a 3-4, you got the four linebackers and your three down linemen.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll push the three linemen to one side, like take out one of the defensive ends and put in, take out the defensive tackle and put in Jared Allen.
Yeah, okay.
So
he's gonna
be the third dude with his hand on the ground.
That would work.
And then another outside linebacker rush.
That'll work.
Still a 3-4.
That'll work, yeah. Still a 3-4.
I mean, that's a nickel package. They bring in five defensive backs.
Well, that's four on the line.
Right. It's going to be, instead of Jared Allen standing up, he's going to have his hand in the dirt. And they're going to be pushed, like, together. It's going to be, like, defensive tackle to Jared Allen. So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I can go with that.
Pernell McPhee standing up on the left end.
I can
like
see
the
that. They move around on different sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jared Allen usually coming from the right side.
Nah, I'm talking about Pernell McPhee.
He usually coming for the left. Unless they somehow, like, Lamar Houston plays the left also.
Yep.
I don't know, he plays behind them. Like, the depth chart is starting to play itself out.
Yeah.
And it's Pernell McPhee, Lamar Houston, Willie Young. I don't know.
Where's Mr. Jones at?
In the middle, next to
McClellan?
Yes.
Above or below the column?
They both started inside line.
Oh, they both started. Okay.
And they both like 6'3", 6'4", long arms. So that's pretty good for your inside line.
That's tight. Yeah.
Both of them to be big.
Yeah, I like that.
Adrian Amos replacing Brock Ray.
I think
we got
that.
A new free safety.
I like that.
Rangy. Yeah. He was always he was on. We picked him up. If it wasn't for Kevin White playing pretty good, Jeremy Langford playing pretty good. Jeronis Grisou is learning, but he's not weak, but I'll see what they try to do with him. The fourth was Jeremy Langford.
I can see
fifth Adrian Amos. Like, all these rookies are contributing good.
Yeah.
Because they want best player available in every
round. I like that. I like that. That was smart.
Yeah.
Give me a prediction. We got 2 minutes left.
We tight though. I think we gonna depend on our health. If our receivers coming around, I can see 9-7. I don't want to get ahead of myself because I want to say 11-5.
They better go 10-6. I got a bet riding on this.
I have to look at the schedule.
10-6, 11-5. Word.
I want them to.
Word.
Their color looks comfortable.
Yeah.
Our rushing attack is cold.
Yeah.
Our offensive line is tight and run block. We committed to the run. I like our team camaraderie.
Yeah.
Our special team stepping up.
Yeah. Think we straight.
Yeah. John Fox said he want us to win our preseason games to build a culture of winning
again. Yeah.
So each game does mean something.
And John Madden with the Cubs.
Joe Madden
with the Cubs. Different culture.
Yeah.
But we change the culture. They
winning.
Change.
Yeah.
Blackhawks. They changed the culture.
Change the culture. Bulls.
They got to change the culture before they ridicule.
I think they did a while ago.
They did. They haven't changed the culture. They don't draft.
They do. The Bulls are one of the best drafts.
Free agencies, they suck.
They don't trade.
They don't trade. They don't do nothing. Hey, but we out of here. Baby, enjoy the game. Go Giants for you. I don't like Eli Manning, though. And we out of here.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Peace.
Peace. Later. Out.
3 minutes.
Gone.
Peace. No.
Yep. Oh. Bring up again. Run it. Oh. Yeah.